You shall keep your race pure. Pollution of the white race is a heinous crime against nature and against your own race. Racial purity. Nature herself, in her eternal wisdom, has decreed that each species keep its line pure and uncontaminated from that of any other near-like species. Nature has clearly ordained the inner segregation of each species. There are, for instance, 175 species of woodpeckers, 265 species of flycatchers, and 75 species of larks. There are 258 species of sharks in the ocean. No matter where we look, the evidence is overwhelmingly clear that nature, in her infinite wisdom, has promulgated this as one of its great natural laws. To violate such a clear and basic law is an outright abomination against nature. Furthermore, each species, including the human race, has an inborn and an instinctive love of mating with, associating with, and living within the group of its own kind. Nature has further given each species, and especially the human race, an instinctive revulsion against interbreeding and intermingling with a foreign species, or in the case of the human race, with any alien race. When the superlative white race has the good fortune to be the crowning glory of nature's own creation, its finest handiwork, we of the Church of the Creator regard it as the most abominable crime to pollute nature's finest accomplishment with any of the lower species. It is a major travesty against nature herself to see the pollution of the white race taking place throughout the world today. Not only is this crime being perpetrated before our eyes on a wholesale scale, but the white race is not lifting a finger to prevent its happening. The Jew, on the other hand, is pouring fuel upon the fire to promote its acceleration. The white race must rapidly come to its senses and know these natural truths that even the birds, the fishes, and every other creature of nature has known instinctively throughout all the millenniums of their existence. Racial loyalty is the key to this dilemma. Racial loyalty is racial survival. Mongrelization is racial suicide. Civilization is a property of the white race, and its most significant characteristic. It is furthermore a living contract ingrained in our race between our yet unborn, our living, and our great forefathers, those who carried the torch and led the way before us. In our living hands now lies the responsibility of carrying on the noble heritage that is our legacy. We have a contract to bequeath it to our progeny, the white race that is yet unborn. Not only do we owe the coming white generations the obligation to pass on all the good of the past, but we must strive to contribute further to it during our own time. Above all, it is our holy duty to keep our bloodlines clean and continue to upgrade genetically so that the next generations will be finer, stronger, more intelligent, and more beautiful than any in the past. Let therefore the white race rise to a man, close ranks and drive the niggers, the mulattoes, and the Jews from within our midst. Let us make it overwhelmingly clear that we will no longer, now or ever in the future, ever again tolerate the pollution of this great gift from nature, the crowning pinnacle of her creation.